Many cities have a rat problem. Besides freaking most people out, the rats also devour food supplies and contaminate what they don't eat. They spread harmful viruses and bacteria, and they can eat through almost any obstacle in pursuit of a meal or a safe place to nest and breed. Seattle ranks high on the list of cities with a big rat problem. Homes there are more than twice as likely to report rat sightings than the national average. Ashley Ahern from KUOW tells us why Seattle has so many rats and how the city's trying to control them. And this warning, some people may find her story upsetting.
Meet Adam Truitt, age 37, occupation, rat killer extraordinaire. Truitt started his company, Pest Fighter, 8 years ago. He takes on all kinds of icky creatures, from yellow jackets to bedbugs. But most people call him about rats.
It's been absolutely crazy lately. Like, just today I got like 10 calls.
About rats?
Just for rats alone. Yeah, just today. And that's one, you know, one business in Seattle, you know?
There are several reasons Seattle has a lot of rats. But top of the list is us and the trash we create. So, if you want to find rats, head for your nearest garbage-strewn alleyway. And there are hundreds of them in Seattle.
I mean, it's like a buffet for the rodents, basically. And it's all over town. I mean, all you gotta do is drive around at 9:30 at night and you can see rats running everywhere. It's kind of like a bicycle pump, huh?
Okay. There are so many rats here that Adam says it's more efficient to shoot them with a BB gun than to trap them. That might sound cruel, but I talked to the King County Department of Health, and officials there told me a pellet gun brings a quicker death than a slow poisoning. And it would take a lot of poison to kill all the rats in this alley.
I've already got about 45 of these out of here, so there's a lot less than there used to be. So I don't know how many we're going to actually get today, but...
If you want to talk rats, where else do you call but New York City? A place known for the size and aggressiveness of its rats. The first rat infestation was documented here in the 1750s. Hey, Jason.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
All right.
Good. Jason Munchie South studies the genetics of Manhattan rats at Fordham University, which means he traps rats all over the city.
We've trapped a rat that was well over 600 grams, you know, which is, you know, getting over a pound.
Wow.
And it was, you know, it was quite a monster.
That was a Norway rat, the same kind we have in Seattle. And Seattle, like New York, is booming right now. Tens of thousands of people are moving to the area every year, which means more trash to feed the rats. But it also means more construction. Old houses or run-down abandoned properties are popular rat hangouts. And when those buildings are torn down, Jason says you'll see a rat exodus. And they'll try to colonize other homes in the neighborhood.
It can be difficult because it only takes one property on a neighborhood scale to be the source or reservoir of rats.
A reservoir of rats. Okay, on to our last reason for the rise of rats. Climate change. During the cold winter months, rats take a break from making babies, and they just try to survive. And a lot of them don't make it. But Jason said last winter was mild in New York, and he was seeing rats not only surviving, but breeding in late December.
So when the spring rolls around, you're already going to have a lot of rats, and then they're just going to reproduce even more. So it makes it harder to control their population when it's warmer.
That explanation definitely rings true for what Adam Truitt, our rat killer, is seeing in Seattle. He told me a longer warm season is a big problem because rats are really good at breeding. A female rat can give birth every 3 weeks.
And they can be pregnant the next day. And they usually have about 6 to 9 babies.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that's why they can breed so fast. They say they can have up to 150 descendants a year, which is a lot.
I follow Adam up the alley.
See, they're coming from this building right here on the right. See, there's a hole right there on the right-hand side behind this dumpster.
Uh-huh.
And they're coming and going from that hole.
Adam clutches his pellet gun and gets down on his hands and knees. His headlight beams into the dark crevices under the dumpsters. The whole place reeks.
Oh, we got one coming. Ah. Oh, he's coming towards you.
Oh, there's one right there.
Woo! Do you think you got him?
I must have. He's not moving in there anymore.
It's getting late, and we've only seen a handful of rats.
But, I mean, this is good because there's not a lot of them running around. I mean, when we first got here, they were everywhere. I mean, every time I turned my head, there was another one. Bam, bam, bam. And now it seems like there's the same, you know, 3 or 4 running around.
Truitt packs up his pellet gun and heads back to his truck. He says the best way to keep rats out of your house is to seal up all the holes, even the little ones. A full-grown rat can squeeze through a hole the size of a quarter. And keep your compost covered and your trash tidy and out of reach of rodents. But between climate change, construction, and more people and trash, Seattle's future looks ratty. For Here and Now, I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.